Good morning. There were a few passing rain and snow showers overnight across interior New York and New England. That, combined with temperatures in the lower 30s, could create a few slick spots this morning, but I think this would be the exception rather than the rule. As the storm system pushes off to the south and east and off the mid-Atlantic coast, things will tend to dry out today. Still, plenty of clouds around, and a chilly northwesterly breeze will kick in. There will be some breaks of sunshine. Still, though, temperatures will fall below normal for another day, as readings will top out on average in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Overnight tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll be back down into the 20s. A deep trough of low pressure, which has been keeping us on the cooler side of average for the better part of the last 2 weeks, will remain in place for the next few days. Spokes of energy rotating through this trough will touch off random scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow and again on Thursday. High temperatures again will struggle and generally reach the lower to mid 40s through the midweek period. A little more in the way of sunshine with high pressure building in on Friday, and this will allow the temperatures to push upward as well, and highs will be in the upper 40s, and they'll stay in the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend. Sunshine will allow readings to reach the lower 50s on Easter Sunday, although clouds will be on the increase during the day as a system approaches from the west. And in that milder air, with highs in the lower 50s, there's a good chance of rain showers by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are still out for the central and southern Appalachians as moisture left over from that storm off the mid-Atlantic coast continues to produce snow across the mountains. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow today will bring storm totals to 4 to 9 inches above 1,500 feet. And freeze warnings are out for most of the deep south from central Texas to across the Gulf Coast states to northern and central parts of Florida. Temperature readings will be close to, if not below, freezing for several hours, threatening tender vegetation where the growing season has already begun. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Columbus Air Force Base in Mississippi at 3:12 p.m. Eastern Time last Monday. The last report of hail was at Quetzaltenango, Guatemala at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog at 7 degrees with a northeast wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 27, 76% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.66 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 21 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy near 50, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers and highs in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 36, that's 3 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 19.5 inches for the month, which is 10.5 inches above normal, and 50.2 inches for the season, which is 5.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 815, that's 37 above normal, and 5,353 for the season, which is 369 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 29, the record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 above zero in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a few passing rain or snow showers in the lower 40s. Middle 40s on Thursday, still breezy and cool with a mix of sun and clouds, and we still run the risk at a few rain or snow showers. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Easter Sunday, a bit milder, lower 50s, and lower 50s with rain showers likely on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.